Hello, everyone. It's Steve Baker, your friendly neighborhood pragmatic constitutionalist, and this is my first time to come to you via video in this new year here on January 4th of 2023. I am going to do something very brief, very quick, and to the point. Yesterday, I posted a link to an article by Jean Marbella of the Baltimore Sun explaining the possibility that DeMar Hamlin's collapse on the field in the Monday night football game could be the result of commotio cordis. I said in my comments that I'm willing to buy that explanation. I didn't say I wasn't also open to entertaining the idea this was somehow related to the COVID jab. No matter, VDS, vaccination derangement syndrome, is just as real as TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, and both, as I often point out, both cut both ways. I've spent, as a result of my comments, the last 24 hours since that post, fielding endless comments, posts, and direct messages educating me on the stats related to the increase in cases of athletes dropping dead on the field since the mRNA jabs were rolled out. It's almost as if I never have written about that myself. Good grief. Need I remind you and remind everyone that I was one of those guys on the very front line of responding to, standing up against, and factually dismantling virtually everything the government was telling us and forcing upon us related to COVID-19 from the very beginning of 2020. My opposition to the mask of servitude was relentless, famous, and frankly, it was sometimes epic. I actually refused to yield to the so-called new science because I knew the real science on masks as they relate to airborne viruses. Most importantly, I knew the danger of long-term and extended mask usage. We had over 100 years of research and peer-reviewed science that suddenly didn't matter in the debate related to COVID for some reason. They were lying. I'm the guy who would actually, and I wrote about this, I would actually strap on an open carry my big old Beretta 92 when I went to the grocery store in the earliest days of these mask mandates because I knew that no one would stop me or would say a word to me about my being maskless when I went into the store, those stores where they were quote-unquote required. I'd stroll right past the armed security guard, and he'd just nod at me and nod his head at me. No Karens in the store would ever say a word to me. In fact, from the butcher to the checkout clerk, everyone was even much nicer to me at my local grocer than they had ever been before the mask mandates. When the lockdowns here in North Carolina became much more oppressive, it was one of the most locked down states in the country, and it became more oppressive than I could tolerate myself. I actually hit the road. I traveled to and held meetups with TPC followers in 28 different states where we found restaurants, bars, sometimes private locations where we could meet and have fellowship without the mask of servitude being required. Interestingly, we all lived to tell about it. When the vax itself was rolled out, I refused to get in line for an unproven, untested, emergency authorized shot. In fact, I've never been tested for COVID. That's despite the fact that I know that I've had it twice. I know that I've had it because I did get tested for the antibodies after the fact. Early on, when it was becoming more than just an anecdote that adverse effects and adverse reactions to the vax were manifesting in great numbers, I wrote about that too extensively. I've written about the statistical anomaly of vaxxed athletes collapsing on the field of play. So when DeMar Hamlin dropped like a rock on Monday night, the vax was the first thing that crossed my own mind. But let me tell you what I know beyond absolute certainty. That is that I don't know the cause for Hamlin's drop on the field on Monday night, and neither do you. Now, some were calling me an NPC, posting memes of me being an NPC simply because I'm willing to be open to the possibility of something other than even my own knee-jerk thought about the vax when I saw Hamlin fall. And that's beyond the pale, and it's beyond any sense of, dare I say it, pragmatism. I don't know the cause. You don't know the cause. Nor does Dr. Robert Malone or Dr. Peter McCullough know the cause of Hamlin's cardiac arrest and subsequent collapse Monday night. He could have had an undiagnosed heart condition, just as we've seen in athletes for decades before COVID and before the COVID vaccine. It could be that rare episode of commotio cordis, or it could be something related to the vaccine. We may never know, or maybe testing will reveal the cause, or maybe testing will somehow be hidden from us by whoever the docs are, whoever the powers that be are. Maybe the media will spike the story if something comes out that he's got all of the clotting and the strands in his bloodstream or something like that. I'm open to all possibilities, but I know that I do not know, and I know that neither do you. None of us do. Not yet, and maybe never. Here's something else I know. We, all of us, must stop with the knee-jerk negative reactions to others' opinions and questions about incidences like this. When we attack people with other opinions or who just question the assumptions of even our own group of fellow travelers, we are just as guilty as Facebook or pre-Elon Twitter in attempting to belittle and silence those who question either the presumed authorities or the pack itself. This kind of reminds me, actually, very much reminds me of my stance on Trump after he was elected president. Most of you know that I took my original #NeverTrump stance from the 2016 election cycle, and then I wiped the slate clean after he was elected. I then started calling #GoodTrump and #BadTrump on an issue-by-issue, case-by-case, word-by-word basis. But even that was never good enough for those on either side of the TDS sword. It was always, for me, as a commentator, as a writer, a no-win scenario. So, staking my flag in the middle ground on Trump has never been a winning scenario for me. It's never been a winning position for me. And I'm fine with that. I'll take it. I can take it. It's okay. On the vax, I've never had a mandate position at all. From the beginning, I knew the vax was unnecessary for the largest percentage of our population, mainly because the virus wasn't deadly to 99.7% of our population. And that's before the vax. Even more so now that we know the vax doesn't prevent transmission, is apparently dangerous to a large and growing segment of our population, and is showing obvious and waning efficacy and even more harm with the increased number of boosters people take. I'm opposed to any mandates on any person, even those of us who were actually even okay with advocating the vax for the aged and our more at-risk members of society. We now, even for them, have legitimate concerns and questions based on emerging data. That said, with regards to Damar Hamlin, I do not know. You do not know. To the extent we debate and ask questions, let's each endeavor to respect each other as we ask those questions, even when those questions and opinions differ from our own passionately held presuppositions. The vitriol isn't just unnecessary. It's tearing us apart. Let it go. Especially about things for which we do not know. So, regardless of the cause, I pray for Damar Hamlin and for his full recovery. Can we at least agree on that? All right, I said it was going to be short and sweet, so that's it. I would encourage everyone to please consider joining our TPC community over on Locals, because there, at least, we're more polite with one another in our disagreements. Just go to thepragmaticconstitutionalist.locals.com, or we've actually assigned a shorter URL for those who hate to tape that out. You can just go to TPC4USA. TPC4USA.com, and it'll take you right to our Locals page. If you're using your app, whether it's from the Apple App Store, the Google App Store, or anywhere else, just type in TPC4USA. It'll take you right to that on the Locals app. And then become a free member of our page if you would like to, of our community. It is free to be a read-only member. And then, of course, obviously, because this is the only thing that we're using right now as an income generation source, we don't have anything else to sell. We would very much appreciate it, and we would be very thankful if you would become a supporting member there at Locals, which you can do. You can do for as little as $5 a month, or you can do an annual subscription and get 2 months for free for $50 a year. Or if you just don't want to subscribe to anything else, then you can just make a one-time donation there and support what we're doing here. All right, that's it. No more commercials, nothing else to say today. I hope everyone's having a good start to your new year. And hang on, there's a lot more coming in the next few days from yours truly, TPC at Large. Thanks, Steve Baker. I'm out. Bye.